Auto, Motor und Sport erklärt.
Es trifft vermutlich auf die Mehrheit der Autofahrer zu. Ohne Musik, Radio oder Podcast unterwegs sein geht gar nicht. Ein Blick in die Aufpreislisten der Hersteller zeigt, häufig sind optionale Soundsysteme die teuersten Extras im Katalog und trotzdem werden sie gekauft. Was also macht das Auto als Klangkörper so besonders und wie läuft die Implementierung einer hochwertigen HiFi-Anlage? Um diesem Thema auf den Grund zu gehen, bin ich heute in Saint-Étienne, südwestlich von Lyon, bei Focal, deren Soundsysteme unter anderem in Modellen von Bentley, Alpine und DS stecken. Und hier kann ich mit Automotive Business Manager Guillaume Cerami sprechen. Hello and welcome. Thank you for your time.
Hello.
So, at which point of the vehicle development are you involved? I mean, they don't give you a finished car and tell you just to put in some speakers,
no.
Are they?
No. No, of course, it will be a mess. No, we start basically 4 years before the launching of the car. In fact, as soon as the initial design is ready, we start discussing about designers, where we place the speakers, what we can do, what will be the size of the grills, and so on.
Okay, and what makes a car such a special place for experiencing sound, apart from that you can turn the music louder to cover some strange noises maybe older cars tend to make, like I used to have them?
Oh, there is a lot of advantage listening music in a car. First of all, you are sitting. It looks obvious, but you have to sit when you drive, and this is a perfect moment to enjoy some music. You have to go to one place. You have 20 minutes in front of you, so you can enjoy your best tracks. Secondly, it's closed. You don't disturb anybody except maybe your friends if they are coming with you. But it's a private place. You do whatever you want. And you know, today you cannot drive very fast very often. So enjoying huge level sound and taking pleasure listening to music is still a good thing to do in a car.
It is. And I read something about implementing hi-fi systems in cars, and I got to know that three aspects are important. It's vibration, the positioning of the speakers, and isolation. Can you confirm, and what's the matter with that point?
Yeah, of course. If you want to do a good quality sound system, you need to have a background noise quite low. So insulation is really important. If the car is silent, you have best chance to do a good sound quality. So it's really important. About speaker location, yes, and this is really important for Focal. We consider that because our speaker have particular technologies, if you want to get the best performance of them, you need to take care about their integration, how they are located, what type of grill we are putting in the front, what is the direction you are targeting with your speaker. All those aspects are really, really important to get the final sound performance we are looking for.
And this is why you get in touch with the manufacturers 4 years before the launch of
exactly,
the car.
Exactly, because it's not easy when you are late in the project to move something in a car.
Yeah.
I mean, from the moment the design is frozen, you cannot change anything. So it's best if you can discuss it before.
And to have really premium sound in the car, does the car itself has to be premium as well?
It's not mandatory, but it can help a lot. In a premium car, the brand is doing a lot of efforts in terms of sound insulation. You have a particular comfort with the seats, with the doors, with the materials. And this is helping a lot to get the final feeling of quality and the final performance of the sound itself.
Speaking of premium, I recognize that an optional sound system is usually one of the most expensive extras you can put into a car. Why is that so? Is it the materials or is it the time it takes to calibrate the system or thing in whole?
It's a mix within between. Of course, the speaker we are using in a premium sound system are totally different from the one you have in a standard system. They are including some of our technologies. They have been developed during many years. So yes, this has a price. And on top of that, when you buy an option, audio option, most of the time you have different door panels. You have sometimes insulation dedicated for the windows. It's giving to the car a lot of different parts And yes, this has a cost if you want to get the hi-fi quality at the end.
And what are the best materials to be used for a car hi-fi system? I know you have gone for flex cones in the Alpine A110, for example, and the range is quite wide from stainless steel to components on a natural basis. But is there anything that fits best into a car?
It will depend of which sound signature you want to have at the end. In a European car, we will use more polyglass and flax or flax technologies, because this is a very warm sound in terms of medium frequencies. If you are going to North America, as an example, we will use more of our Kevlar cones, because this is a more sportive, a more dynamic behavior of the speaker. And at the end, the sound experience is more dedicated to North American taste.
Because they like deeper sounds.
They like when it's loud. They like deeper sound.
Okay.
Then they like when it's really pushing a lot of energy. And in Europe, it's more about clarity, soundstage, details, precision.
Okay. And as a last question, do you have any advice to improve the performance of a car sound system, like not turning the deep frequencies all the way up, or have loose objects in the car that rattle around all the time? Is there something I can do?
Yeah, understand. You have to know that when we prepare a sound tuning, the nominal sound signature is when every setup is at the center position. So zero, basically. This is where you get the quality we wanted to offer to you. On top of that, of course, depending of what you are listening for, depending if you are in the morning going to the work or if you are on the Saturday night and you are going to party, you will need to change a little bit the audio features. Be careful with those change, because they could be damaging the sound quality if you are going to the maximum values. And I will give a very important advice also is take care about your music, the tracks you are using. It's better if you can use USB to get the best quality. It's better if you have wave or FLAC format, because they are lossless quality. And this is the best way to get the full performance of your hi-fi system.
Okay, then thank you very much for your time. That's about it. Und vielen Dank für die klangvollen Einblicke. Ich werde mir als Musikliebhaber künftig wohl Autos aus dem höheren Preissegment aussuchen müssen. Grüße gehen schon mal raus an meinen Bankberater. Wir hören uns dann. Das war Auto, Motor und Sport erklärt und ich bin und bleibe Patrick Lang. Ihr hört uns wieder in 2 Wochen am Freitag überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn es euch heute gefallen hat, klickt gerne auf Abonnieren, damit ihr keine weiteren Folgen verpasst. Hinterlasst auch gerne eine Bewertung auf iTunes und falls ihr eine Frage an den heutigen Experten oder einen Vorschlag für ein anderes Thema habt, dem wir auf den Grund gehen sollen, schreibt uns gerne an podcast-ams@motorpresse.de. Ich sage danke fürs Zuhören, tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal.